Good morning, and happy Easter. Oh my gosh, we are at Easter. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that He have made, and we will truly rejoice and be glad in it. This is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Corporation, coming to you with a special Sunday. Inspirational. It is Easter Sunday. And it's just glad, I am so glad to be alive to see this day. And we just celebrated Good Friday. So it's just a joy. I am just so excited to be able to just to be alive. And so I pray that you feel the same way in spite of everything that has been going on, that is going on in our world today. It's still just a joy to be alive. We can't look at the circumstance, but we can look at the Creator, and we look at Jesus because He have protected us, He have saved us, He have kept us. So today I just wanted to come out to you and give you these scriptures and just remind you how good God is in our life. And so the first one is was one scripture, but I'm gonna read out two different translation. The first one translation, Luke 23:34, comes from the Passion Translation, and it says, while they were nailing Jesus to the cross, he prayed over and over, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. The soldiers, after they crucified him, gambled over his clothing. And then in the Good News Translation, and actually I'm gonna start at verse 32, because it's always good to read the verse before and the verse after. So it says in Luke 23 and 32, it says, two other men, both of them criminals, were also led out to be put to death with Jesus. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there, and the two criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, forgive them, for Father, they don't know what they are doing. So then it goes down and said, they divided his clothes among themselves by throwing dice. And verse 35 says, the people stood there watching while the Jewish leaders made fun of him. He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah who God has chosen. So I read from the third, second verse to the 35th verse. And here you have two other people that was hanging on a cross with Jesus. And he was saying, they were saying to, save them, asking God to help them. And so people was crucifying him and making fun of him, saying that, well, if he's the Messiah, then he could save himself. But God said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So in the terminology of the 21st century, you think about those who have done you wrong, those that have been to your left and to your right, and they do things against you. God wants you to forgive them. Yeah, they might be laughing at you because you may not do this right, or you've done something and they mocking you, they crucifying you. But God said, forgive them. So as we reflect on this Easter Sunday and just thinking about the goodness of Jesus and what he said to those who was crucifying him, he asked the Father to forgive them. And so that's what he wants you to do on today. He wants you to forgive them. No matter who it is, it could be your parents, it could be a coworker, it could be a sibling. No matter who it is, ask God to help you to forgive them. Because forgiveness is not for the other individual, it's for you. It helps you to be free. I used to hold on to unforgiveness, and all it's doing is making me sick, because it's not making the other sick, it's other person sick. It's like me drinking Clorox and thinking the other person is going to get sick. That's how unforgiveness is. If we continue to hold it on in within us, we're only making our own self sick. So today, I just want you to be reminded that God wants you to forgive. He don't want you to hold on to things that have held you back for so many years. I've been there. Things have held me back from moving forward to my blessing, to my destiny, because I'm holding on to Unforgiveness, and people don't realize that stops your blessing. That holds it up. I won't say stop, but you could be so much further in the things that God have called you to do. So on today, just forgive the people in your life that may have done wrong to you, and let them know that you love them because God loved them. And so God don't want us to wait. He wants us to do it today. So on this beautiful Easter morning, no matter where you live, no matter if you're out of the country, in the country, just reflect on God's love for you and how he forgave you of things that you've done in your life. So I want you to reflect and ask God to show you that individual who you need to forgive so that you can be healed and delivered and set free and live on purpose. So this is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Corporation, coming to you with a special edition of inspiration. Happy Easter, happy Easter. And remember that God loves you and I love you. If you ever need someone to connect with you, to hold your hand while you're walking through this process, I would love to do that. And if you're not saved and you want to allow God to come into your heart, just ask God to forgive you for your sins. You repent of your sins and say, Lord, come into my heart on today. I repent of my sin so that he can live within you. It's that simple. It's not nothing spooky. It's nothing hard. And if you want salvation, I would love to go walk through it with you, and I would love to hold your hand as you continue on this new journey that God is about to take you in. I love you, and go out and have a great day.